President Bush wants to cut taxes and trim some government spending to boost the economy and help pay for any war against Iraq. The Democrats have their economic plans. Commentator Pat Morrison has another idea. She wants to levy a new tax, one that would have netted $11,000 during the State of the Union address alone.
In our new guns and butter economy, I don't mean you, Dick Cheney. With your bad heart, it has to be guns and margarine. In this new have-it-all economy of tax cuts and spending increases, it's important to find every possible new source of cash, or as they call it in Washington, revenue. So when President Bush announced that education reform would be a signature issue, that he wants to add $75 million to his Reading First program, I began thinking of an idea that could raise money and set an example at the same time. Not user fees, but misuser fees. Half of official Washington spends its Sundays blathering on various interview programs. Calvin Trillin calls this bunch the Sabbath gas bags, and sometimes the Sabbath gas bags use English that sets a terrible example for the very children the White House wants to enlighten. So, every time that happens, let's fund those big education initiatives by fining the Beltway's misspeakers. President Bush sometimes snips off the first syllable of Americans to make it just Americans, the way Ronald Reagan squeezed the three syllables of government into government, which sounded like a flavor of chewing gum. Efficient, but wrong. $1,000 into the literacy kitty. Then there's the major league ear offender, the bane of English teachers everywhere. Nuclear instead of nuclear. Never mind that both Presidents Bush and Carter use it. It's wrong. And at $1,000 per screw-up, the bucks could pile up faster than Saddam's empty warheads. Run on rhetorical padding, like the Reverend Al Sharpton telling Tim Russert on Meet the Press, quote, "As we will continue this exploratory process now formally toward a formal announcement, a $2,000 fine." The word Republican is both a noun and an adjective. Democrat, however, is a noun. Democratic is its adjective. In the last few years, Republicans, who'd rather be right than correct, have been contorting the language to suit their politics, terrified that anyone might think that big D Democratic means the other party is also small d Democratic, as in democracy. Hence, from Republicans, we constantly hear the Democrat Party. I'd put that at a $5,000 offense just because it's not even accidental, it's deliberate. From our political creme de la creme, or cream de la cream, as one Los Angeles official says, I've heard calvary instead of cavalry, the horrifying snuck instead of sneaked, vice versa instead of vice versa, etc. instead of etc., and all sorts of modifiers to the word unique. Unique means one of a kind. Something is either one of a kind or it isn't. It can't be somewhat one of a kind or pretty darn near one of a kind. And it should cost $10,000 to anyone who refers to himself in the pompous third person, as in, Bob Dole wouldn't support that, or Jesse Jackson believes that's wrong. Well, that makes four of them. And the best part of my misuser fee is that with the White House plan to cut all taxes on cash dividends to stockholders, we know that every one of these folks can afford it.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.